Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the three P's of our profession. The third P of our profession that we've been discussing is providing. And that means providing for people in need. In our previous program, we saw how we should be providing for our own physical family first. That's our first priority. And even there, there's a priority of our wives, husbands, and wives, a priority of your husband. Secondarily, it's a priority of your children. Third, it's a priority of your parents, and then others within your physical family. After that comes your spiritual family, which is the church. And then after that comes all of your neighbors, anybody that you come into contact with. People that have genuine needs, we should be providing for their needs as we have opportunity. So it's a key word if they have genuine needs, because the question always comes up when people talk about, well, how should we interact with bums, for instance, people that are not working. They may have a drug problem, they may have an alcohol problem, but they're just on the street, they're maybe homeless, just begging for money, they don't want to work. How should we treat people like that? Should we give people money when they come up to us and they ask us? Or should we just turn them away? Should we give them some food to eat or take them to a restaurant and feed them? What should we do when it comes to people who we would call, quote, bums, unquote? Well, the scripture is pretty clear on it, believe it or not. So let's turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And we'll read verses 10 through 15. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 10 through 15. It says here, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking under the inspiration of God, while we were with you, we gave you this order. He uses a pretty strong word here. He says, we gave you this order, not just a suggestion, but a principle to follow. If anyone does not work, he should not eat. And this is, of course, speaking in the connotation, and some translations even have it, if anyone doesn't want to work. So if this is a person not wanting to work, not wanting to take care of their own needs, then we should not be taking care of that person's needs. Because really what we're doing is we're contributing to their bad habits. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to reinforce them being a slouch, being a bum. That's not helping them. So when we say that we should be helping people, we have to understand that there's a definition of helping. You are not helping a person who chooses not to help themselves by you providing everything that they need. No, these people need to be taught how to provide for themselves. Now, if you have a situation where you come across a bum, somebody that is begging for money, of course you have no idea what their background is. So the first time that you encounter them, maybe you can give them some money if they're asking for some money, because you have no idea what their situation is. But if you see that person again and they're asking for money again, then you can see that a pattern is starting to form, and you say, wait a minute, this person is not trying to help themselves. And so you can feel totally at peace to say, no, I'm not going to give you any money, and you can walk away, because this person is not wanting to work. And so that person, if they're not wanting to work, hey, you just don't eat. And if you're not eating, I bet you people are going to get out there and try to make a living. Of course, some people may turn to crime. We would hope not. But the point is that we should not be giving them money, because it's just reinforcing a bad habit. Now, what would you do? All right, so you could say, I'm going to take you to get something to eat. I'm not just going to give you money, because you might go and take the money and spend it on drugs or alcohol. I'm going to take you to get something to eat. That's fine. But again, if you see this person a second time and they're saying, oh, please give me some money, and you take them to get something to eat again, it's still reinforcing a bad habit. So eventually, whether it's giving them money directly, not knowing if they're going to provide for themselves by getting something to eat, they may take it for drugs or alcohol, or whether you say, I'm going to take you to get something to eat, both of them, it's still reinforcing a bad habit. So we should not contribute to somebody's bad habits. If a person truly has a need, then obviously we need to provide for that person in need. If they truly need help, then we should help them. But we should understand what that means. We have to use wisdom, because loving someone sometimes might require tough love. And it might require us saying, no, I am not just going to give you money. No, I'm not just going to give you some food. What I'm going to do is give you some advice. Get a job. Take care of yourself. Or it might be that what you do is you take that person, if they have a problem with drug addiction or alcoholism, you take them, you put them in your car, and you take them to a drug rehabilitation program. Help them to get enrolled where they can receive some professional help. If you need to give a donation to this drug rehabilitation place to take care of the person, then do that, because these are professionals who can counsel that person, who can keep them in an environment where they can help them overcome. Take them to Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you need to support Alcoholics Anonymous by giving them a donation, give it to them so that their professional staff can help rehabilitate this person. That's using wisdom. That's really helping the person. Okay? Now, this is something that is totally, absolutely different from people, for instance, that have been displaced, the evacuees that have been displaced from the Gulf Coast as a result of Hurricane Katrina. These are people, many of them, of course, who were working, but now they're without jobs. They have nothing. They cannot provide for themselves in terms of their immediate needs, because they may not have transportation to get to a job. The city where they went might already be taxed, overburdened. All of the jobs are taken. In this particular case, yes, we should just give people money. We should just give people food. We should not hold back in any way, shape, or form. We should even open up our homes to people who are the evacuees and let them stay with us without charging them any money, helping them to get on their feet. And that's perfectly fine. That's wisdom. That's love. That's what God would expect us to do. That's the type of thing that Christ did. Just being moved with compassion and helping people. These people don't fall into the category of what we would call, quote, bums, unquote. These are people that might be in the same situation as a bum, i.e., they're without a job, they're without a place to stay, they're without food, but it's a totally different situation, because these are people who are trying to help themselves. And so, yes, we should help them out. Okay? Totally different situation. So this principle is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 10 through 15. And we just read verse 10. Let's read now verses 11 through 15. It says, "We hear that some of you are living in idleness. You are not busy working. You are busy interfering in other people's lives. You're a busybody. We order," notice that word again, "we order and encourage such people by the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has invested in us. We order you to do your own work." Get out there and get a job, work, and you should earn your own living. And do it quietly, you know? Don't be bugging other people. Get out there, get your own job. Take care of yourself. Stop begging people for help. Stop living in this victim mentality. Oh, woe is me. I've been dealt an unfair hand. Get your butt out there and get a job. Help yourself. That's what he is saying. You know, if people have that mentality. Brothers, now this is talking to those who do have the wherewithal to help somebody. He's saying, brothers, do not get tired of doing what is right. I'm not telling you now that you shouldn't help this person. We should help that person. Again, we should be talking to them first and foremost, telling them, listen, man, you need to get out there and get a job. And then we can say, now, I'm willing to take you on a job interview so that you can get a job. I'm willing to use my gas money. I'm willing to take a day off of work to give you my time so that I can take you. I'm willing to write up the resume for you. So don't get tired of doing what is right and what is good, brothers. Treat your brother as a brother. You know, love them. Show compassion. But make sure that you're being wise in the help that you're giving. Make sure it is truly helpful for the person, that you're getting them out of bad habits and into good habits so that they can help themselves. And you know that old saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for the rest of his life. That's what we need to be doing, is teaching people the right way to live so that they can help themselves. But all along, we're there helping to carry their burden, helping these people in need. And again, it's a totally different story if we're talking about people that are trying to help themselves. We need to be there helping them. You know, they might be poor, they might be without a job, and there's all kind of reasons for that, like a hurricane coming and blowing away everything that they had. That's a totally different story. Being there, giving them everything that you have. All right, but we're talking about people who have this victim mentality, this begging mentality, this bum mentality, frankly. That's what we're talking about here. And continuing on, it says, if anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, in other words, getting out and getting a job, then take note of that person. Have nothing to do with that person so that that person will feel ashamed. That's the key. We're still showing them love, but it's tough love. It's saying, listen, I can't help you because you're not willing to help yourself. You might have to suffer some. And after you learn the lesson, I'll come back and more than willing to help you. And so it says in verse 15, don't treat the person like an enemy. I mean, don't just totally cut them off and just say, I'll never have anything to do with you again. And in fact, I'm going to bury you, you know, because you won't help yourself. No, always be there, ready to help. Warn the person like a brother. So always be there, willing to help. But make sure that you are truly providing help. Now, so far what we've talked about is one-on-one kind of help. But what about if you are in a congregation? How does this church help people who are in their own midst, who have needs? We'll talk about that in our next program. Thanks for joining me in this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.